Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Very excited about Dr. Robert McTeer being back on the show. Bob is a longtime Brain Trust member, going all the way back to the previous millennia, the last century, 1999, when he first joined us. And Bob is former Fed president of the Dallas Fed Bank, former member of the Fed organization, the FOMC, former voting member of the Federal Open Market Committee, and the Fed's meeting today, as you know. Yesterday and today, and if he were that, they're meeting in the meetings that he used to attend. And so we asked Bob to join us. We can't get enough of him. We still want his wisdom on the show and to talk to us about especially macroeconomics issues. He's currently the distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, but more importantly, he's our good friend, Bob McTeer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And he also occasionally will bring a haiku on the show, and we got to work on that a little bit. Hey, Bob, we got. I compared what's happening in Cyprus today to the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand back in World War One, a little bitty insignificant event that created a big global problem. Could Cyprus become that? What's going on in Cyprus right now?
That's an interesting way to think of it, Jim. It could be. The flap of the butterfly's wings that start some chain reaction. That's very interesting. I hope you're not right.
I hope I'm wrong too. But you know, we thought Greece was going to be the little relatively insignificant Greece economy was going to turn into a major problem for the euro zone, and now it might even be something smaller like Cyprus, like the island of Cyprus.
Yeah, you know, I think they're quoting that their GDP is 0.2% of the Eurozone.
Wow.
Which is small. On the other hand, I bet nobody'd ever heard of Archbishop Ferdinand.
Well, I think
I watched the back issues of Downton Abbey recently. I've been through three years of
it. Oh, my.
In about 3 days.
We got to get you a life, Bob.
and you know, these English people were living well and enjoying life, and suddenly they were in a war.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just sort of took them by surprise.
Yeah, and so, folks, in case you've been sleeping, and I've been talking about this earlier this week on the show, the banks basically have collapsed in Cyprus. To the point where they've literally closed the banks, and they're even there was a vote yesterday about whether to confiscate 10% of the depositors' money to pay for their problems over there, Bob.
Well, you know, it was only 9.9%.
Okay, sorry about that.
The leader of Cyprus was apparently very adamant that it not be double digits.
Ah.
They went with 9.9 for everybody above 100,000 euros in the bank, and 6.75 for everybody under.
But it didn't pass, though, right?
No, it didn't get a single vote. But you know, by the time they got around to voting, it was clear that was a major, major faux pas on the part of everybody concerned.
But what are the ramifications of this thing? When the banks open up again, maybe this week, maybe not. When the banks open up again in Cyprus, what could be the chain reaction to this? Across the eurozone,
the finance minister is leading a delegation to Russia. One interesting aspect of this is apparently Russians have been using Cyprus as a tax haven or some kind of haven.
Yeah.
And Cyprus's banking system, while they had a tiny economy, they had a huge banking system.
Well, because nobody was asking questions about where the money came from.
Well, you know, it's interesting that our government sort of goes after tax havens and doesn't like it. Putin is defending the money launderers in Russia.
The president of Russia, right.
Yeah, he might. He might be one of them. As a matter of fact.
You think?
I think therein lies maybe a solution to this thing. There is a rumor that that they may offer aid in exchange for the rights, exclusive rights to natural gas.
They got some natural gas reserves. All right, here's a really off the wall, far fetched thing. What if Russia basically invaded Cyprus and took it over?
Oh, it's hard to imagine. I don't think it's needed. They can probably take it over without invading.
Without firing a shot, huh? But do you seriously, quickly, what do you think is going to happen when the banks open? Do you think it could be could this be a ripple effect? Could this be contagious?
I think they're going to have some sort of Band-Aid solution before they open the bank.
Yeah,
I don't think they'll open them like they are now.
I got you. Okay, stand by. Quick break. Right back with Bob McTeer. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.